morning. We're here today with Emily Banbridge, who's a registered nurse, registered midwife based in Tamworth Maternity Services in New South Wales. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, or good evening for me.
I know. So Emily, we're going to start and get straight in there. And maybe if you want to tell us a little bit about your own background and where you're working at the moment.
Sure. So I am a brand new midwife. I was lucky enough to complete my midwifery, transitional to midwifery program last year. So I have been a registered nurse for 11 years, and the opportunity came up for me to work as a registered nurse in the maternity section at Tamworth Hospital was something I always wanted to do. And I couldn't believe my luck when I was accepted into the MidStart program. So the MidStart program is through university, and it basically turns registered nurses into midwives, completely paid in a period of 12 months. So you do everything that you would do in a direct entry midwifery program, but you accelerate it in 12 months and come out as a registered nurse and a registered midwife. So that was what I did last year. So now I'm a registered nurse and a registered midwife working at Tamworth, rotating through all areas of midwifery, and I'm loving it.
Okay, great. Wow, what a change. And tell me about Tamworth Hospital then. So you worked in Tamworth as a nurse and now you're working in their maternity services, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So Tamworth Hospital is great. We just recently, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, completed a huge redevelopment. I think they spent $220 million on the hospital, and it's just amazing. It's the most beautiful hospital. We have all sorts. It's a level 4 hospital. So we have 2 medical wards, 2 surgical wards. We have an intensive care unit. Of course, we have our maternity services with our birth suite. We have a complete level dedicated to outpatients. We have our operating theatres, of course, a cancer clinic, oncology ward, renal unit, 24-hour emergency unit, palliative care, paediatrics ward, and a special care nursery.
Okay.
So quite a big hospital. I think it's the biggest hospital outside the Sydney, Wollongong, Newcastle area.
Yeah, very good. Very good. And in terms of Tamworth itself, then, are you a native of Tamworth or...?
No, I'm not a native of Tamworth. I'm actually from Queensland, a different state. So I moved to New South Wales about 11 years ago, and Tamworth has been my area where my husband and I will continue to live. We chased an area that, for us, it was really important that our kids be brought up with a bit of a country influence on their life. We wanted some wide open spaces. We wanted to live somewhere where we weren't cramped and the kids could run around, have a couple of horses, have some cows, and I could still get the creature comforts of a metropolitan area, but yeah, with the beauty of the country. And Tamworth is that for us. We just adore it here. It's so lovely.
Okay, wow. God, it does sound, I wouldn't mind having a horse when I was growing up. Okay, so to go back to the midwifery then, tell me about, so you're new to midwifery, but tell me about the maternity services in Tamworth.
Yeah, so the maternity services. So we deal with low risk and high risk women. So we see a variety of cases. We could be birthing a woman who's low risk, using only Dopplers for fetal heart rate monitoring, and then in the next birth suite have a completely complex case, which is extremely interesting. So there's a lot of learning that we do on our job, and no two births are the same, which is all in all cases of midwifery, but particularly in working in an area that has a high risk and a low risk facets to it.
Okay. And do you rotate around, or like, are you, because you mentioned that you rotate, is that normally you go in and you could be anywhere, or how does it work?
Yeah, I mean, midwives have their, you know, their preferences where they want to work. I myself just love the birth suite, but of course it's also important that we rotate through those areas so we don't get complacent in our jobs. We do have some midwives who prefer only working in the clinics, and we have great management who support that. But generally, we rotate around, and it's really good. It's actually also good for the woman, because then she receives continuity. She may have a midwife who looked after her on an antenatal level in the clinic. That midwife may potentially be the person who is in the birth suite when she has her baby. And then there's also a good chance that then the very same midwife could look after her on a postnatal ward and even outpatients.
Okay, very good. And how many moms do you have? How many births do you have in a year? How big is there?
So generally our last year, I believe we hit 1,150. Okay. And we're tipped to, I think we've had our busiest 6 months we've already gone over 600 births to date, and we're in July, so I think we might crack 1200 this year.
Right. Oh gosh. and in terms of, you mentioned like most of it is midwifery led, would you have a lot of, like, for the high risk pregnancies, you have obstetricians on call or what?
That's correct. So we have midwifery led models of care. Hmm. And then we also have obstetrician input. So if we deem a woman as having a high risk pregnancy or particular risk factors, then of course we'll get the doctors involved, and there'll be continued input from the doctors, but they'll also get the midwives as well. So they may see the doctors at one appointment, and then the next appointment they'll see the midwives. And then at the birth, it'll be managed by midwives with doctor input. So it's a collaborative care plan in place at all points. Mm. But low-risk women may generally just see a midwife the entire pregnancy and birth, which is amazing.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And so in terms of the challenges, you know, what are the challenges facing your service at the moment? I know you're relatively new, but what would you see as the challenges facing the midwifery?
Yeah, look, in all honesty, the only challenge I think that we face is the staff shortage. It's a huge problem in New South Wales that's only been exacerbated by COVID. We have strict guidelines, and those guidelines are in place to keep the staff and the women safe, and of course their babies safe. But any respiratory symptoms, we do have to be off work, and that poses it poses huge problems in terms of staff shortages. So we're such an amazing unit, but the challenge is having enough of us to do our job, really.
Yeah. And COVID's really exacerbated that, as you said.
It sure has.
So in terms of your own professional development, obviously you got the chance to do the midwifery. Is that normal in terms of in Tamworth, the opportunity to do that continuous professional development and gain extra opportunities?
Absolutely. So New South Wales, which is a state that I live in here in Australia, it's, I believe, the only state that offers the registered nurses to become midwives, and it's completely funded. So like we receive our income the same way we would as registered nurses. So you can change your career completely and not lose any income. It's amazing. So that is a huge perk in working in New South Wales as a registered nurse, to then become dual trained. And then you can take that registration anywhere. So you can train in New South Wales as a student midwife. You'll get paid your RN wage, and then you can take that anywhere in Australia or the world with your registration. It's just an amazing incentive, and the incentive doesn't stop there. I mean, I've only been out as a registered midwife for 6 months now, and already the amount of education I've been able to do has just been amazing. So we really try and train our midwives well, and the education in Tamworth is incredible. So, you know, we have in services every day at change of shift, and we're all trained on various things. We rehash skills. There's a real incentive to try and train midwives, so we can only call the doctors if we really need to.
Okay, very, very autonomous. Yeah. And for you, if you were going to progress, can you see, is there the ability to progress within your own career now, whether it's an RN or an RM?
Yeah, so I mean, as a registered nurse and registered midwife, really, there's so many opportunities within that, but I could go on to become an educator at the hospital and and teach the new student midwives, or there could be career pathways in even becoming a clinical midwife unit manager. And yeah, there's just so many incentives, and the possibilities are endless really in Tamworth, because we like investing in our people and we like seeing our own people grow.
Yeah. Okay, great. Have you seen many overseas nurses or midwives come over to Tamworth?
We've unfortunately not as many as we would like to, but we've seen a couple and they're amazing, and we love them and we want to keep them.
And how do they find it? How do they find the transition to Tamworth, the region, and also the hospital?
They always extend their contracts. They always want to stay. It's amazing. They always tell us the same thing. They love the wide open spaces. On their days off, they can travel 100Ks and see the most amazing waterfall or go on a bush walk. They don't even have to travel 100Ks to go on an amazing bush walk. And then they still have the creature comfort. So they could drive for a couple of hours and go to bigger areas, Newcastle, or they could drive 6 hours and go to Sydney. So it's amazing in terms of they get the wide open spaces and that real country feel and all the beauty of rural New South Wales, but then the creature comforts are a short distance away as well. So
yeah. And in terms of, have you seen, because there's talk about in New South Wales people moving out of Sydney and the bigger urban areas into locales like Tamworth, Newcastle, is the cost of living a little bit less expensive up there, or do you notice that?
I do, and I used to live in Sydney, so when I moved to Tamworth I saved so much money. Like I the property where I live on is so much nicer than my Sydney house, and it costs me less to own than what it would cost to rent in Sydney. It's amazing. And I think a lot of people usually make a sea change, but we find that people are making a tree change and they're moving from those big areas to these Tamworth or rural communities just because they get more bang for their buck out here.
Yeah, which makes a difference, especially with the cost of living that's happening all over the world, but specifically in Australia as well. So, well, Emily, is there anything else that you would say to anybody listening to this podcast that might be interested in, you know, moving over to Australia, and why they should consider Tamworth as the number one spot to go to, whether as an RN or an RM?
Yeah, I would tell them to do it. I would say that they would make great friends with all of us and we would have so much fun on our shifts. We are a unit who love each other. We have some of the best times of our lives at work, and we do the most amazing job in the first place, and that's birthing babies. But if you don't do it with people that you love, then that can put a real dampener on it. And it's just, we are all just the best of mates here in Tamworth. When someone new comes along, we foster that and we support it and we make them feel like home. And I know that that person would love living out here in Tamworth. It's just the most incredible place. The locals are just so friendly. They would just have the best time. They would meet so many new people and it would just be a really amazing experience for them.
It sounds lovely. Does it get very warm there, or is it?
At the moment, you can tell from my scarf that it's really cold. So in summer, it is warm. It's lovely, but I love that.
Yeah.
I'm used to Queensland weather, so it doesn't get too hot for me, but the winters are quite chilly.
Yeah. Well, now we're coming from maybe Ireland and the UK, so your chilly might be a little bit, might be bammy for us.
That's right. Exactly. You might have to just wear it one coat in winter instead of full jackets.
yeah, exactly. And just as you were talking there, I know you mentioned you had a daughter. How are, and your children wanted the space. How's the schools and those supports for your children?
Yeah, amazing. So we have a mix of private and public schools here in Tamworth. There's quite a few, actually. I don't know the number of them all, but oh my goodness, there would at least be a dozen schools here in Tamworth. We get amazing feedback on the schools. I myself used to work at one of the schools as a school nurse, and just a good mix of well-rounded children at the school that I was at. Anyway, I can't speak for them all, of course, but I mean, there's a good variety.
And activities then, what would you do when you finish work and you're not working? What do you normally do or spend your time doing?
Yeah, so I'd love to say that I was really sporty, but I'm not. But in saying that, there is a lot of sports available here in Tamworth. It's usually what people will do. Another great way to meet friends is through all of that. We love our food and wine here in Tamworth. So there's amazing restaurants out here and really cool places to eat, lots of amazing coffee shops, and just lots of cool things you can do for free. Lots of nature walks and, yeah, beautiful things to go and look at.
Is there a music or a country music festival that you have in Tamworth?
So we're the country music capital of Australia. And once a year in January, although because of COVID, we had it in April this year, we have a country music festival. And it's amazing. It's such good fun. People flock from all over Australia to come to Tamworth, and it's great. So we get really cool, famous country music singers that come here. But then we also get lots of up-and-coming singers who are not famous yet, but will actually walk away with a sponsorship from the festival and become somebody. It's a really cool, it goes for 10 days and it's just really fun. The locals love it, and particularly people that come to Tamworth. It's really good for Tamworth's economy, really.
When you look on YouTube, you can often see and it's the big guitar and the country music location.
It's great. You don't even have to really like country music to appreciate how good the week is, because it's just really good fun.
Real vibe. Well, Emily, that has been great. Thanks. It's been so nice to meet you.
And you too, actually, thank you.
Tamworth sounds fantastic.
You'll have to put it on your bucket list.
Absolutely, because you're close to Queensland as well, like you're close to Brisbane as well, so you are close to the top of New South Wales. So it's on the bucket list, and thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, because it's late in the afternoon for you and early in the morning for me, but thank you so much.
My pleasure, and I really hope to see some lovely Irish midwives and nurses come over and join us.
Absolutely. Well, if anybody's interested after listening to Emily and what it's like over there, by all means, they'll find our vacancies on icejobs.ie or get in contact with me at elizabeth@icegroup.ie. But listen, Emily, great to meet you again. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Bye.